Yes,
hi,
hello.
Abraham. Hi, Abraham. Good
What's
to see
on?
You. Happy Tuesday.
What's up? What's going on?
Well, yeah, absolutely, right? Another day above dirt and vertical. Can't be all that bad. How's your day going?
I'm pretty good so far. The week's been all right.
Yeah, absolutely. It is a holiday shortened week. That might save you quite a bit of money. I mean, I know that we'll be out of the office on Tuesday and Thursday like most people are. We're actually going to take a half day off tomorrow. So I'm trying to fill this listing today if I can. That does mean I'm authorized to reduce the price of the service, also to waive your setup fee. It seems like from the notes here, you've been spending money on advertising elsewhere, and it might not be bringing in the dollars, right?
I mean,
I've
spent with Google, I've spent with Angeles and Home Advisor and all that. And
yeah, right.
It's worked out. It worked out, but it's a little expensive, man.
Pricey.
You know what I mean? I'm barely starting out, and I got
equipment
breaks down. And you know what? One of my pumps broke down right now. That's $500.
You're right. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But it ain't easy. But I got no loans. Nobody borrowed. I ain't borrowed shit from nowhere.
Okay.
I'm doing it all by myself.
Right. And I mean, I know, you know, it's a young company. Congratulations, first of all, on going out on your own
Thank
and getting
you.
Everything set up. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, this is, of course. And, you know, this is designed to get your phone ringing. I think you'll like it maybe a little bit more. In fact, maybe a lot more than Angie. Obviously, with Angie, you pay for a lead. The lead goes out to a handful of your competitors. Whether you get the job or someone else gets the job.
No, and competitors, the thing is, competitors, go through Angie Lee's to ask me about how I do my business.
Oh,
now,
boy.
That's different. So I'm paying for people to investigate my shit. I got to go on. Come on, man. That's
no way. You're getting charged for one of your competitors to call you?
Yeah, the guy called me. He said, how much you charge? How are you? I said, buddy, you worry about the wrong thing. I said, do you need help or you need something?
Yeah.
I see cargo hold ship, dude. Like, houses and restaurants are nothing. I used to stay on a ship 25, 28 days with 15 men.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Like, I've crossed the Pacific Ocean on cargo ships, cleaning them on manly.
Uh-huh.
And me, supervisor and foreman, and I got 14, 15 guys under me. And every single ship was $250,000 to clean.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So doing big. So, like, this small stuff is nothing. So I'm able to get jobs done 3-4 hours that people would normally take so much longer with the equipment they have. But the equipment I carry is to clean cargo hold ships. So.
Okay.
Right.
So you're still using that same equipment for residential and commercial clients. Gotcha.
Right.
Well, you know, I think you'll like this because, I mean, first of all, best case scenario with Angie's, you get a lead that is from a potential customer, not a potential competitor, but someone who wants to hire somebody. But even when that is the case, you know, the lead you get goes to a couple of your competitors. They're tracking down and chasing that same person. They might be trying to lowball you, and you might not get the job because some unlicensed guy who's fresh doing it. I know you've got experience. I know the business itself is pretty new, but like you said, you've got so much experience.
But you know what? All my clients, my work speaks for itself. All my clients, they're coming.
Yeah.
Regardless, I got people signed up for months ahead already.
So if you can handle even a little bit more work here and there, or like the idea of getting phone calls that would allow you to pick and choose the job to
like
be profitable for you.
I got more trucks.
Okay.
And I got more people who want to work.
You can take on more work. That's fantastic.
Oh yeah.
So the best part about Google, when people go on Google or Bing, they could be searching on Bing, they could be searching on their smartphone, tablet, laptop, PC, any device that accesses the internet. When they're making that search, it's because they're looking for someone to call. They don't know who to call, but when they see your business, when they see your website, I mean, Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet, and every new customer that finds you on Google again, is someone who would use your services again and recommend you to their friends. So, like you said, your work speaks for yourself. When you work with somebody, they like their service. So I think you're going to be happy with this. Now, I'm not saying you have to stop using Angie, but I do speak with business owners.
No,
in fact, a lot of my clients have lead services.
I mean, like I said, I don't mind paying whoever or whatever.
As long as it works.
Right.
Yeah.
As long as it works. And you know what? Angelique has worked, but we've barely broken even.
Okay. Right.
Out of 18 leads, okay. I've only gotten 5 of those jobs.
Okay.
And I've paid for 18 so far. And it's
$500. Yeah, and the leads aren't cheap, you know?
They're not.
So ours is a flat rate. Again, we don't have anything at all to do with Angie, but Andrew did find, connected to the exact same phone number that we're speaking on and the one on your website, the Angie profile. Now, you know, ours is a completely different service. You get calls directly to you, and no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it's a flat rate. I know with Angie's you're paying per lead. You might even pay more if it looks to be a bigger job. Whether you get that job or not, you're still paying for the lead. Now, with this, no matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, big jobs or smaller jobs that you get done quick, residential or commercial, it's a flat rate. Now, obviously, when you're servicing a good 40 or 50 miles, almost kind of the greater Houston metro area, Pasadena, Sugarland, you know, surrounding territories and big cities and small, you know, we can target even specific zip codes and neighborhoods throughout your service area. If there are places that you don't want to go, we don't run your ads there. So you're only getting calls from the people in the places that you want to work with.
And it's
a flat rate. Yeah, absolutely. I know your service area and where you think it's profitable, places you don't want to go or even field phone calls from. Mm-hmm. We'll do very targeted marketing for you and target both residential and commercial clients. And of course, it's your phone number that people call. You're not getting a lead and then having to chase that lead down. People will find your website, and if they decide to call you, it's because they want to hire you. Obviously, you use Google. You're familiar with that local map or pack result. Not everyone will decide to call you. Of course, you won't be the only company that they see there, but that's okay. The people that call you are serious about hiring you. They wouldn't be dialing your number if they didn't already like something that they saw on your website. So it's a very high conversion rate. It is a flat rate. With your service area, this would include Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps, you know, Siri on a smartphone, and even Facebook paid ads. So if anyone's ever done a search for your services, they type in, you know, deck wash, sidewalk, they type in power washing, pressure washing, exterior surface cleaning, whatever they might type in. I mean, obviously you do kitchen vent cleaning and, you know, the cargo ship holds and things like that. If someone does a search on Google or Bing for your services, Facebook ads retarget that same potential client. We know that they're obviously in your service area and looking for your services. You'll also have ads run as someone's live stream in specific neighborhoods where you think it's profitable. If they do not click on it, of course, it costs nothing. If they do click on it, it costs like 20 or 22 cents. However, you don't come out of pocket for individual leads or clicks, right? Everything's a fixed flat rate. I am reducing the cost of this package. The platinum package is perfect for 40, 50 miles. We can even go 60, 70 miles if there are places where it's profitable for you. Like I said, we don't draw a big circle around you. We target where you want to go and where you don't want to go. Even if it's 10 miles away, we don't run your ads there. So the original platinum package has $100 of Facebook ads. I'm going to keep the $100 of Facebook ads as part of your package. They're like 20 or 22 cents per click. So you do the math, that's about 400, actually a little more than 400 clicks every month from someone that would see you on their Facebook page. And, of course, they're only clicking on it if they're interested. And, of course, Google and Bing, for someone who's actively searching for someone to call, you'll be a top option in that local map section. Now, your business is officially fairly new, and that's fantastic. You've got the best of both worlds, to be honest with you. Not only, Abraham, would we promote you as a guy with tremendous experience, the guy that you should trust, the guy that you should call, but because your business is fairly new, officially, you do qualify for a new in business rate. That is actually 50% off the normal cost of the service, and it brings your rate down from what would have normally been $599 a month to just $299, and that's the exact amount. Again, you're not paying anything else, not even a penny more than that. You're not paying per lead, click, call, or job, or a percentage of your profits. Now, Drew was mentioning kind of the Black Friday sale or special, whatever you want to call it. You can call it Black Friday, you can call it Thanksgiving holiday special. I mean, the truth of the matter is like I said, it's a holiday shortened week. I'll be out of the office starting tomorrow afternoon for the rest of the week. So I'm trying to fill the positions that I have right now. I don't want to have to play catch up on Monday, right? So I'm going to waive the setup fee. The setup fee itself can be as high as $299. It'd probably be a little less. You've got a website. I might say, hey, let me cut that in half or just a $99 setup fee. But because it's the holiday, I'm waiving everything. That whole setup fee is going to be waived for you. You know, of course, because here's the thing. You know, keeping our clients on board for the long term, that's how we've been able to keep our doors open for almost 20 years. December 17th will be our 20th anniversary, and I've been with the company myself for 11 and a half years. So you would be in very good hands with us, and your success is our success. So, like I said, making it affordable enough for you to give it the opportunity to work, you are going to get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll always know exactly how well the service is working, the breakdown of keyword search phrases, how many times you're popping up on that for each of those searches. Now, we actually call it your client dashboard because it's a lot more than just tracking your success. You can print out invoices for tax purposes. Advertising is a tax write-off. Mm-hmm. A lot of business owners, especially at this time of the year, are increasing their advertising, even if it's just for the tax write-off. This, though, of course, is designed to get your website in front of more people, get your phone ringing, and get you more jobs. So it serves that purpose as well, which is the main function of it. But it's nice that advertising is a tax write-off. Of course, you can actually respond to your reviews. You're going to have reviews on multiple platforms because, again, we're creating everything Google and Bing want to see, all of those different directories. If it is a review that populates on Yelp, Facebook, Superpages, Manta, of course, Google or Bing, wherever those reviews originate, they do repopulate on your tracking system, on your client dashboard. So from one place, you can request reviews, respond to reviews. If you wanted us to, we would even respond to reviews for you. No additional cost for that. Like I said, there's no cost for anything. We are not the cable company. We're not your phone provider. Yeah, we're not trying to nickel and dime you. We're not looking to invent new ways to charge you more. In fact, as a pricing director, it is my job to make it as affordable for you as I possibly can, and we do like to do simple, straightforward pricing. So again, the $299 is a flat rate. You're saving $300 in the first month and every month after that. You are also saving that $299 setup fee. You're saving $599 in your first month.
Wow, appreciate
the actual list price of the service. It's almost like getting the entire first month for free just for the cost of the setup fee. But it's better than that because next month it doesn't go up to $599. In fact, as long as you keep the service, it stays at $299. Like I said, I've been with the company myself for over 11 and a half years. Abraham, in that time, we have raised our prices twice. If we raise our prices in the future, whether it's next month, next year, or 10 years from now, your rate will never go up. Even if we raise our prices, your rate stays grandfathered in at that $299. It's an exact amount.
Okay, sounds good.
Did you have any questions for me before we get that started for
you? No, it sounds good, man. That's exactly what I need. That's exactly what fits.
I think so.
So that'll work for me.
Especially with your website. You know, I think you're going to love it. Mm-hmm. And the name of the business, and you want it all in capitals, right, with the dot in front of Greek?
Right.
Okay, perfect. That's
No dot.
Okay, because your website has a dot. Just in the middle of it, not
it
in
does.
The. No, it does. It does. There's a dot in front of the grease, but you do want all capitals.
The dot in front of the grease, all capitals, is really how I wanted it.
But no dot.
With the dot.
With the dot.
With the dot.
Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, no problem. Because, like I said, what we're doing right now, branding your business on Google and, you know, making sure you're verified and recognized in all the different destinations and directories, it's a great time to get your name out there. That's why I'm making sure we have it the way you want it. And then the phone number that we're speaking on, this is the number you want your customers to call, right? This is the best number for your customers.
I have two numbers.
Mm-hmm. So we are able to list two separate numbers. I have the 656-203-0786. What is the other number you wanted listed?
It's 832-974-5196 because I'm having trouble because my 656 is my Florida number.
Oh, I gotcha. So the secondary number is going to be 832-974-5196, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, perfect. Yes, sir. And then, Abraham, I did see a physical address on the Angie's, but correct me if I'm wrong. Obviously, you go to the job. You go to the business. You go to the residence, you know, wherever the work is. You don't maintain, like, a storefront. No one ever comes to you, right?
No.
Okay.
No,
the 8100 Cary Lane, is that your residence? It is your home. Okay, I was going to ask. You know, so Google doesn't want to list your home address. Google doesn't want anyone to potentially drive out there and knock on your door any more than you would. And for service-based businesses,
I would turn this property into a business
at some point.
As soon as I can.
Okay. Right. So when that happens, let us know. Yeah, we can change it. But for now, you know, Google does expect most service-based businesses to be run out of the home, run out of the truck. You know, they don't expect you to maintain a storefront,
and it's perfectly okay
to not list a street address.
Okay.
Okay. And Abraham, well, Drew never did get your last name.
My last name is Saucedo, S-A-U-C-E-D-O.
You said Saucedo, right?
S-A-U-C-E-D-O, like sauce and do.
Okay, gotcha. That's what I thought you said. There is kind of a little bit of an almost muffled echo in the background, so if I have to ask you twice, I will, and I apologize.
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's a lot.
Can you hear me better?
Oh, that is so much better. Yeah, that is much, much better.
Okay, sorry about that.
No, that's okay. And then the email address is absauce2995@yahoo.com, right?
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yep.
Perfect. If you don't have any other questions for me, the next step would be to schedule your follow-up call. We call it a client interview, and it's exactly like it sounds. One of our technicians will give you a call and kind of pick your brain just a little bit about how you want your business branded. Knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one. You know, we want to know if you've got a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan. You know, kind of verify information off of your website and information that I already have here. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. We could do that today if you're available. It takes about 25, 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular phone call.
No, I can take care of it.
Perfect. That sounds good. I'm looking at my calendar now. It looks like we can even get you in at 4 o'clock, get you off the phone about 4:30. We may be booked out at 5, but if 4 works out, there's a couple of spots that I can see available at 4. Now, the other thing that I am required to do here, Abraham, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, and, of course, it clearly outlines that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time for any reasons, no questions asked, the fees involved, that it is a reduced flat rate, a fixed rate of $299. We're waiving the setup fee, that we're still including the Facebook page and the Facebook ads and everything else. Now, that voice verification is recorded, but you can certainly stop me if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. Now, before I do that voice verification and schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician, how did you want to take care of that initial investment of just $299? MasterCard, Visa, Amex, Discover, what does work best?
Well, I have a Visa, but can you put me on like some type of auto pay thing? Because for some reason right now, my Visa card, I don't know What's happening with it?
Okay. So, I mean, are we able to process the initial payment and then keep it on file to process once a month on the 26th? Abraham, you still there?
Hello?
Oh, I can hear you.
Hello?
I lost you for a second.
It went to some type of Bluetooth somewhere around here.
Oh, that's
but,
okay.
I'm sorry about that. But yeah, I just went and deposited money in that bank account. For some reason, my debit card ain't been working right.
Okay.
So I'd rather, like, if you could set me up on some type of autopay thing, the funds will be available tomorrow.
Okay. Okay, we could do that. So you would not be able to get things started today. You would not want your client interview today then.
Okay.
All right. I can read that into the voice verification. Tomorrow's date is the 27th. We can process it like first thing in the morning, like 9 a.m. and even do your client interview at 9, or there are times
okay.
available after that tomorrow. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So you said it was a Visa card, right? That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do.
Okay. Yeah, hold on. I'll give you my card number and everything. If my card works and all that for you, then
we can try it. We can try it.
Okay.
And if not, we can try it again tomorrow.
I have two, actually, because on one of them, they did me some type of fraud. And then
okay.
I called it in, and then they sent me this one. Now, this one's acting funny, man. I got a few.
Okay. Which is the one that you think would work best?
Okay. You ready for the number?
Yes, sir.
Okay. It's 4060.
Mm-hmm.
4255.
Okay.
8398. 2259.
Okay. Let me read that back to you. I've got 4060, 4255, 8398, 20, wait, hang on a second. I have too many twos in there.
No, that's right.
2259. Okay, gotcha.
Yes, sir.
Got a little blurry for a second there. I thought I saw three twos. So I've got 4060, they don't allow me to put dashes or spaces or anything like that, so it's all lumped together. So it's 4060-4255-8398-2259.
Yes, correct.
And then the expiration month and year?
11/29.
11/2029. And then the last three digits on the back of the card.
723.
All right, 723. So I've got 723 on the back of the card. I've got November or 11 of 2029 for the expiration date.
Yes.
And then is the billing address of that card, is it the 8100 Cary Lane 77584?
It could possibly be the Cary Lane address.
Okay.
It could possibly be a New Orleans address, because that's where I opened a bank account in New Orleans.
Uh-huh. Okay. So we can try it with this address. I do have to read the voice verification before I process that payment, though, okay? It is required of us as a Google partner. Give me just 1 second to get that up and running here. Okay, so it does
Hello?
Read. Yeah, I'm here. You can still hear me?
Okay, sorry. It went back to some type of Bluetooth. What? Okay, and then?
Okay, so the voice verification reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This part of the call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, for the sake of security and for the accuracy of your order, please, for the recording, repeat the name of your business as you would want it to be listed online.
Okay.
I have it as Dot Grease, right?
Yes, Dot Grease and then Power Washing Cleaning Service.
Okay,
Services,
perfect.
LLC.
All right, absolutely. And then it says, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Abraham Salcedo, Greece, in all caps.
And then you are the owner, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then as the owner of Greece, Abraham, you are authorized, of course, to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then for the billing information that you did just provide, and that is in your name, right? First name, last name, no middle initial, that Visa card?
Yes, first name, last name, no middle initial.
Okay, perfect. So that billing information that you did just provide, the Visa ending 2259, you are, of course, authorized as a user on that account, right?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now, it does say to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Obviously, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are, in fact, able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion, which is 48 hours or less, to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Abraham, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, definitely. That's plenty of time.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, absolutely. And as long as you answer the phone, you're going to do perfect with the service, right? Now, it does say in the hiring local splash as your authorized marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts. And we are already aware of the Andrews. Like I said, there's no direct conflict there. You can continue to use that service. But a lot of my clients find that once we get their phone ring and they scale back on their leads. They keep their leads paused more often or they cap them at a lower amount. I think most business owners prefer to get calls directly to them versus paying for and chasing down leads. Now, we're not saying you cannot hire somebody else. We are just saying, of course you won't need to, but we are saying if you decide to hire someone who you think might create content for your business online, we do ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. That's fair enough, right?
Okay, perfect. Yeah, that's fair. Very fair.
Yeah. We do what's called a NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we want all of that information to be accurate, current, and consistent. Of course, for the time being, we won't list any physical street address since customers are not currently coming to you. We do that audit in the beginning. We do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, including waiving your setup fee, and with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including the setup fee, which I'm actually waiving altogether, will be charged today's date, the 26th of November. At least I'm going to try it now, and if it works, great. If not, we'll try it again tomorrow. But it will be $299 as an exact amount of fixed flat rate billing on today's date. Now, that's all inclusive. There's no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. Now, this does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories. The social media campaign, the paid Facebook ads are also included at no additional cost. Like I said, I am waiving that one-time setup fee. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 26th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $299. Once again, that rate never go up on you. Now, it is a month-to-month service, month-by-month offered completely at will, no contract. Of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you need to pause it, you can do that too. Whether you get more work than you can take on, if you need to go on vacation, if necessary, you could pause the service seasonally. Of course, we don't charge you when it's paused. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the following month is that you would contact our client support team and contact them at least 3 days before your billing date because we are, of course, closed on the weekend. Mr. Salcedo, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms? Okay, perfect.
Yes, sir. I completely understand.
All right, perfect. Now, in about a minute or so here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. Now, it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. If you do, though, have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay, yeah, I'd rather take the information now because I got my other device is dead and I have my emails on another device.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Let me get a pen.
Yeah, let me know when you're ready, okay?
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, and that is 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Okay? Now, you can, of course, email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. Now, our automated system will send that email out to you with that information, and you'll also get an additional email. The first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Now, our automated system will send that information out to you once your account is activated. Now, our finance department did just send me a response that they were not able to process that payment. As you suspected, there's not enough funds available on that particular card. I don't know if you wanted to try the other card.
I don't really because I'd rather just wait till tomorrow.
Yeah, no, that's perfectly fine. We will try to process that payment again on the 27th, which is tomorrow's date, at 9 a.m. Central Time. And, of course, that means your start date will be tomorrow, not today, and recurring billing will be on the 27th, not the 26th. Now, when did you want that that follow-up call? Looks like we can do as early. Well, we can try it at I'd rather wait just in case. Or do you think that it would be okay to have that that follow-up call at 9 o'clock? I'll process it maybe 10 minutes before 9.
9 a.m.? Sure
9 a.m. is good for you?
8 a.m. is better.
The first earlier is better. We could do 9.
9
a.m.
is good.
Yeah, we can't do 8, but we could do 9. So I'm going to process that payment even slightly prior to 9 a.m. That way, if there's any issue or concern, I can call you. But we will have that follow-up call scheduled at 9. At 8 o'clock, though, you'll receive an automated email, a reminder that the call itself is scheduled at 9 o'clock. And then you'll also receive in a minute here a calendar invite. The calendar invite going directly to your email is really just for your records. You do not need to respond to it, although many people do. And, of course, there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash, C-I-E-N-G, which just stands for Client Interview Conducted in English. It's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. In this case, your username is your phone number. Area code included, but just the numbers. No dashes, no spaces, no parentheses, anything like that. So, of course, that makes your username 656-203-078. It's the number we're speaking on, not that other number that I also have on file.
My phone number is the username, then.
Yes, and you cannot change it. I mean, it is in our system the same way, and it's designed to make it easy for you to remember and, of course, easy for us to access and associate with your account. Now, once you receive the automated emails from our system tomorrow morning, and even our client interview technician can walk you through it because you'll only receive it once I process that payment just prior to 9 o'clock. Our technician will be calling you at 9 or shortly after 9 o'clock. You will receive the email with our client interview or client support, I should say, our client support information on there. The welcome email also has your login credentials. Now, your default password, you don't have to write it down, but you will get it by email, and of course our technician will tell you tomorrow too. You already have the username, you cannot change that. Your default password is webleads, W-E-B-L-E-A-D-S, all lowercase, no space. You can change that default password at any time. Now, once you fill out the form, webleads. You're going to get the confirmation email as well as the initial invoice email. The initial invoice email is going to have a link to the written terms and conditions. Everything that we went over in the voice verification is provided for you in writing. It will make a lot more sense when you see it tomorrow. Our system sends it out once we process the payment. It's going to ask you to confirm a couple of things. One, that you are the authorized holder and signer of the card, which you already have said. And then also we want you to click the other box that says that you agree to allow us to send SMS messages to you, which are just text messages. Then it's going to ask you to type in or copy and paste your first and last name. It is case sensitive, so the ANS are capitalized if you're typing it in. If you're copying and pasting, just be careful to not copy an extra space before your name or after your name. And then you're going to want to click the confirm signature, which is an orangish colored button. If you're on your smartphone when you're trying to access that, you may need to turn your phone sideways for all of that to pop up high enough for you to fill it in and click on. It'll make more sense when you see it. It is, though, an important step in the process, which is why I wanted to give you the heads up. It does allow us to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. Of course, it allows us to get you PIN verified, and it does, of course, let us know that you know that it's month-to-month, that we waived your setup fee, et cetera. Like I said, if you have a minute, if you get it, like, few minutes before your client interview, you can take a moment to do that. If not, our client interview technician can walk you through that. Oh, one other thing, and you'll be all set and squared away here. I did want to add an additional layer of protection, just a simple question and answer, meaning if anyone calls us and tells us that they're affiliated with Greece, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we might still ask you every now and then to verify the answer to the security question. And then this is important. If you start getting phone calls, obviously this is designed to get your phone ringing, and we want it to be your potential customers ready to hire you. Of course, you're going to get that. But you may also get phone calls either from somebody claiming to be Google, claiming even if they say they're local Splash, they would need to know my name and, of course, the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information, let them go. If anyone ever calls you and tells you you owe more money for your Google listing, don't even bother asking for the security question because it wouldn't be us. The voice verification was just recorded and already attached to your account. It is very clear. It states it bills on the 27th of the month for exactly $2.99, never a penny more. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Abraham, which would you want for your security question?
My first pet's name.
Okay. And, Mr. Saucedo, what is the answer?
China.
China, like the country? Or like...
China, like the country.
All right, perfect. I did just want to make sure, I never did verify, but Abraham, I have it spelled as A-B-R-A-H-A-M. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
All right, Abraham, I've got that in the system here. You are all set and squared away. I will process that payment just prior to 9 a.m. tomorrow, and if I am in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, it might be 9, might be 9:05, but if I am in between phone calls, I will be on that call as well. Just in the very beginning, just to say a quick hello, introduce you to your technician, answer any quick questions you might have before handing it over to them. I'll try to keep my phone line open, and I should be able to say a quick hello to you then. I did, though, now want to be the first to say welcome aboard. Pretty excited to get that going for you. Looking forward to getting that website out there in front of more eyes, getting your phone ringing, of course, earning your business 1 month at a time. Again, we are set and scheduled for the follow-up phone call right at or a couple of minutes after 9 o'clock, and I will process that payment of exactly $299 just prior to 9 o'clock tomorrow.
Okay.
All right, Abraham. Real pleasure speaking with you. You take care. You have a great rest of the day, and we'll be talking to you tomorrow.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you, too, sir. Thank you. Absolutely. Take care. Have a good one.